talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday here on WGH Talk. Friday, October the 17th, 2025. 14 days away from Halloween. How about that? 16 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open here, as Terry Klein said earlier. We haven't taken a lot of phone calls in the last couple days because we've had a platitude of guests. Everybody from Larry Barnett to Brian Agler to Dr. Amy Acton to Naomi Craig yesterday to Jazz Sicuro, the movie star. Announcer locally on Wednesday. Boy, we've had the guests this week. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Still the number one source for news here in Marion. And we got another big week on the horizon, the League of Women Voters. Tuesday night, 7:30 to 9:30, exclusively on this station. Now, there will be a pre-show starting at 7:15 that night that you'll be able to listen to 15 minutes before we get into the actual program. And then there'll be a post-show from 9:30 until 10 o'clock, so don't tune away. And then at 10:15, as we learned this morning, Dr. Amy Acton will be my live guest that night from 10:15 until 10:45, all here on WGH Talk. Who has an operation like that? Nobody.
Well, yep. I mean, that's why we're the number one.
Number one.
Yep.
740-383-9944. All right. Well, you got any more things to say about the Amy Acton interview? She finally came. I have to give the woman credit. You know, we've taken the woman's name in vain for many, many months now. She came.
All right. Yeah. I mean, she did good. I mean, she answered questions, I suppose. But I don't know. I just didn't seem all that exciting to me, but maybe I just didn't understand the point of the interview. It didn't, I don't know.
I don't know. We took over the Marian Star this week. I know that.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, well, Sunday's paper, the article written by AI. That fascinates me.
Oh, terrible.
Trailblazer, Mary Ellen Withrow celebrated by Ohio's leaders. And it's Mary Ellen, Ted Strickland, Governor Taft, and myself. Nice picture. So that was in Sunday's paper. And then yesterday, in there again, so got to give them credit for that. I think it was on the second page. Yeah, there we go. Marian voters can hear from candidates and experts on October 21st. The League of Women Voters of Marian is hosting two events October 21st at the Marian Senior Center, 2375 Harding Highway East, according to a community announcement. What is a Charter City? We'll begin at 6 p.m. Gary Hunter, Executive Director and General Counsel of the Ohio Municipal Attorneys Association, will speak. Candidates Night will begin at 7:30 and will be moderated by Scott Spears. Thank you very much. Candidates Night will be streamed on The Talking Place, WWGH1071.com, and via Harding High School Telecom on YouTube. Hey, there you go. It's the digital age. And apparently this was created by AI.
Oh, terrible. I'm telling you, AI's coming for your jobs.
Well, not my job. I don't work for the newspaper.
I
don't think they can do radio. You know, they can have a homogenized voice, but you got to have personality.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a different thing to write an article as opposed to, I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess I could agree to that to some extent, but I think, I don't know. I mean, I think if they tried hard enough, eventually they could get it to work. I mean, they already have, like, robot DJs, and those tend to do fine, but DJs aren't hosts, I guess.
No, I don't think AI would ever try to fold newspapers during a live show, you see. That's the difference.
The human touch, right there.
Well, it's too perfect. People don't like perfect. People want real.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're talking about how good the AI written articles are.
Yeah, I think articles are okay. That's just words.
Well, I'm sure if... Well, I mean, this is just words.
No, this is the spoken word.
Yeah.
Like, if you tried to take... Okay, let's say Amy Acton was on for 15 minutes. You could not run that in a newspaper. If you tried to... what's the word? What do they do? Tell her... Where you turn it, what you take the words and you write them exactly what was said,
like quotes?
No. Transcribe. If you transcribe that entire interview, you could not fit. It would take 3 pages in the newspaper, but you could take that and take quotes, and you could get an article out of it. So it's just different. There's always more content in radio.
Well, yeah, but, like... Now, I don't think AI is there yet, but I think that eventually at some point... I mean, like I said, AI DJs are already a thing. They already have AI actors. I mean,
Yeah, but I don't think that's a big thing either. I don't think that'll ever be a big thing.
As of currently, they're training AI models to edit videos, so editors' jobs will be gone here soon, because they're just going to have AI do that.
Well, that's fine. I'm tired of editing things, so I'm glad to see that come along. I hate editing.
Well, some people like editing and get paid good money for it.
But see, it would never work, though, because, well, I can't say I hate editing. I don't like editing your own stuff. That's what I don't. I love to edit, but I don't like to edit your own material because you're listening to yourself and looking at yourself. I don't like that. I don't always think you're the best judge of you. Now, doing editing for something else, I love. I can get lost in that and do hours and hours and hours.
Oh, no. I don't mind editing. It's okay. But, it is so time-consuming.
I love it because I know it's going to be seen in front of an audience, and you're presenting it. And it basically, you created it. Here it is. You know, interviews and live radio aren't really like that. I mean, you do it, but you don't know how it's going to turn out. You don't know who's going to call in. You don't know what other people are going to say. You are 100% in control of an edited project. It's exactly what you want to go out there.
Yeah, that's why you don't trust documentaries.
Well, I don't know. Depends on who did it.
Yeah, I'm going to guess. I mean, I guess they're, yeah, sure. But... I don't know. I mean, you know, they could set you up pretty rough in a documentary.
Well, it depends on. I think after you're dead, I don't think those are. Well, I don't know. They're probably more entertaining, but they say things they would never say if the person was alive. That's what I say about books.
Like what? Like just
like I told you, that recent Barbara Walters documentary, that would have never, never made me air when she was alive. Would have never happened.
Why? What was in it?
Well, because of stuff they said.
What'd they say?
Oh, she was insecure. She was at odds with Diane Sawyer. She was jealous of her. She, the way she would cut people off at the knees when she wanted an interview, how she did it, I mean, like Oprah, who said Barbara Walters started her career. Oprah in this documentary, all of a sudden, now says, you know, I actually had the Monica Lewinsky interview and Barbara took it from me. And I wasn't too happy with her with that. Now, she wouldn't have said that when she was alive. It just, she wouldn't have done it. It may be true, but she wouldn't have done it.
Well, I don't know.
And among these people who were saying, oh, Barbara used to say that Diane Sawyer was the blonde goddess. Wouldn't have happened while Barbara was alive. So I don't know if I can believe that stuff.
I don't know. I mean, if they thought she wouldn't like it, I mean, they might have just not said it because she wouldn't have liked it.
Well, because she could cut you off at the knees.
Yeah, see, I got that.
Yeah, just ask Rosie O'Donnell. She put her right in her place.
Well, you know, how?
How what?
How does she do it?
How did she do it when she was alive?
Yeah, how'd she just, like, steal people's interviews?
Well, it's interesting because I think it was a case-by-case thing. But if you watch the documentary, basically, Oprah had gotten it done, but Oprah was in syndication, so she's on 1 hour a day in the afternoon, and I guess Barbara told her, there's a lot to this, but I guess she said, listen, I'll give you 2 hours, I'll give you prime time, which meant something then, when more people are watching, and we will not show this interview overseas, so you can sell your story overseas. And eventually, that turned into a more lucrative and audience-wise interview. And she also said, listen, I'm Barbara Walters, and I have more credibility. And she did.
So, I mean, but Oprah didn't have, I mean, it sounds to me like they made a deal. Oprah didn't have to take the deal.
Well, I don't think Oprah took the deal. Oprah had a deal with her, had an agreement that she would do it, like, probably verbal, but, and I think they had announced it, because she got the verbal agreement, but Barbara came in and persuaded her before that was taped that she should not do that, that she should do it with her, and she did it with her.
Oh, I thought you meant that, like, Barbara went to Oprah and was like, hey, look.
No, went to Monica.
Okay, I see. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. Fair enough, I guess. And she just had a bigger audience. That's all it is. I mean, it sounds to me like it was pretty much, hey, you're going to do an interview with that person. Well, I want you instead, and my audience is just bigger. So it's
I don't think
for
that
both
was
of
it.
Us.
No, because if audience was it, Diane Sawyer could have given her the audience. Katie Couric could have given her the audience. They all could have given her the audience. It was because she was Barbara Walters. I mean, I forget, Jane Pauley at the time said, who was the anchor of Dateline. You know, every network had a big news magazine at that time. ABC had 2020, that was Barbara Walters. NBC had Dateline, that was Jane Pauley. And Jane Pauley said when Barbara Walters left, she said, the most watched television interview of all time is Barbara Walters interviewing Monica Lewinsky from 1999. Jane Pauley interviewing Monica Lewinsky would not have been the most watched interview of all time. And it probably wouldn't have been.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think the Monica Lewinsky thing, I mean, that was big.
It did matter. It mattered. And it also mattered that she was not willing. She said, we will not do this overseas. You've always got to find out when you... It's, I don't know. It's very complicated.
So they let Monica go do interviews elsewhere, I guess?
Because people were offering her a lot of money. And Barbara also had to convince her that you should do this with me for free.
Were getting offered money to do interviews?
Oh, yeah. Tabloids.
I didn't know you just did that.
Oh, yes. If you're unethical. But, you know, it's what it is.
I guess. So Barbara Walters just stole them all because she had, what?
Clout.
That's it.
Yeah.
She was just the biggest name, so she was just like, hey, I want you instead, come to my show.
She had the most credibility. I don't know if she may have been the biggest name. But listen, you know what kind of interview you're going to get out of certain people. You know what's coming. You know who's not going to give an opinion. You know who's going to ask tough questions and still going to do a legitimate job. And you also know who's going to absolutely express their opinion and absolutely operate in a different way.
I guess. I mean, there's, you know, modus operandi.
There's always a reason somebody speaks to somebody over somebody else.
Well, sure. I mean, yeah.
That's why I've never been able to explain when people go, well, how did you get that person to do that interview with you? I can't really explain that. It's different with everybody.
You harassed them.
Yeah, that's part of it, but it's not always the reason. Combination.
I guess, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Also, it's, you know, right place, right time. And you know what? It does matter when you have a body of work that people can listen to and pay attention to. That helps.
Well, yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, you're more inclined. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, but I think, does that not have something to do with audio, listenership or viewership, however you want to?
Not always. Not always. It's just the way it goes. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, Amy Acton. So, she came on. She'll be on Tuesday.
That'll be good.
Found her very nice.
Yeah. She was nice. I'll give you that one.
Larry Barnett, always a good time.
He's a funny guy. I like Larry. Yeah.
Larry's a good guy. 80 years old now. Prospect Park. Could definitely use your help, that's for sure. Oh, Monday night city council meeting. We haven't talked about that. You were there for that, were you? No, you didn't go Monday, did you?
No.
No, you missed all that. Well, you've heard about it. What'd you think of it?
I don't know. You might have to remind me. I'm sure I heard about it. What happened?
What happened?
Yeah. I knew that there was an interview after the fact, I think. Or maybe just a conversation.
The big thing was, how are you going to pay for the economic development position? And the mayor's came from Twyla. The mayor's answer was, I'm not sure yet. I'm going to work the numbers out.
Oh, right, yeah. I mean, that seems like, I don't know. I mean, I think that you might want to know how you're going to pay for everything before you figure out that you're going to do it. I don't think that just finagling stuff around to figure it out is going to be all that grand an idea.
You don't think?
Well, I mean, I would assume that having an actual plan is better than just flying by the seat of your pants to figure it out.
Well, that could be. Why do you think that happened?
Well, I mean, I would assume that wasn't a question they were expecting to get. Because, I mean, they didn't seem to have an answer, really. They were just like, yeah, well, no, we got a couple ideas.
Has anybody read the Star article today?
Is it a good article?
I don't know. Are you able to read it?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not. It's probably locked
up. Oh, here we go. There's a new article. Okay.
That's fun.
Well, let's see here. More delays on Marion City audits. State auditor notes 4-year delay.
Yep.
Okay, well, what's the story? Has anybody read the story in today's Star? 740-383-9944. What is that?
How does their subscription even work?
I don't know. That's... Jesus. I'm interested to know what it says.
I would like to... Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, I would like to know. I think that's fascinating.
I guess there was something said. If there was nothing said, I don't know why they're reporting on it.
Well, is there some report on the audits? I don't know. I haven't heard any.
If there's not a report on the audit, I don't know why. I don't know.
See, I don't know about these things. Somebody help us out. 740-383-9944. You know...
Somebody bought the paper today, I think.
Somebody sure did. Wasn't me. That's probably not even in... No, it's not in today's paper, I don't think. Didn't we hear that it was something else in today's paper? They had the wrong date on the city council meeting?
Well, Oh, yeah, you're right. I guess that's not the city council thing, then.
No, I have no idea.
I don't know. It's locked behind a paywall, unfortunately.
You know, I wonder how many people read these Star articles with the paywalls up.
I'm sure the Star has numbers.
Do you think?
I'd assume.
I bet it's not big. I can't imagine
how many people are paying.
You think it's big?
I mean, it's big enough to keep them in business.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I mean, they're still open, so.
Well, yeah, but I mean, listen, it's owned by Gannett. It's owned by a big company. You don't necessarily have to turn a profit on the local level when Gannett is funding you.
So.
They've kind of turned into a syndicate.
Who runs the Marion Star, then?
I don't know.
Does the Gannett actually, like.
Well, they own it.
Well, yeah, but, like, do they actually, like, do things with it?
See, I praised them in the beginning of the show with the articles they've done this week, and now I gotta knock them. Thou shall giveth, and then shall taketh away.
I don't know. I mean, they're still open, I guess. Maybe the Gannett is just funneling them money.
I don't know. It's a syndicate because, you know, if something big happens in Marion or something big happens in Waldo or whatever, you know, they've got a reporter there so they can use that in other papers that they own. I think that's how they make the money.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess. So it's like, all right. It's like secondary income.
Well, if anybody's read the... This is a bad sign for the paper. If anybody's read the paper, let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tell us if you've read the paper. What's the story there? What's going on? State audits and all kinds of...
What if I just, like, emailed the state auditor? Asked him what's happening?
Well, I don't know what the article's all about. You know, I mean, we're good at laying into people in this town. I don't know where people get their information. Honestly.
People like who? Just people in general or like...
These people who write these stories.
Well, they're all with AI.
Well, no, I don't think all the stories in the Star are AI.
Well, not written, but like... I thought they were like all assisted by AI.
Well, if somebody catches on and wants to tell us what's in the Star, let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anyway, what do you make of this, the Young Republican group? I still think that's fascinating. Racist language, jokes about rape, and flippant commentary on gas chambers in a group text. 250 group messages. And the vice president says, I really don't want us to grow up in a country where a kid telling a stupid joke, telling a very offensive stupid joke, is caused to ruin their lives.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that at some point, you know, there are consequences to your actions. So, I mean... You know, I think as the saying goes, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
But I don't think that's what he's saying.
I'm not agreeing with J.D. Vance.
No, but isn't this Mr. I don't like that, that's disgusting.
Who?
Didn't he come down hard on the late night hosts?
For what?
Saying things that he didn't like.
I don't know. I mean, I know that Trump did.
Okay. I don't know. You know, there's something wrong, though, if this is what's going on in group text. You know, that's a...
Well, yes, that's bad.
Yeah, but where did it come from?
The internet?
I understand that. But how could you think that that was okay? Why... What I've said for years now, there is a growing tide of anti-Semitism in the country, and I'm not sure where exactly it comes from.
I don't know.
I mean, there was a time when it was not okay to be anti-Semitic openly, but now it is. I mean, I see it all the time.
Do you?
Yes, enough. Right here's an example of it. This wasn't happening in the 90s.
Okay, well, were there, like, group chats in the 90s? I don't know my timelines.
You weren't... So that's really the problem. Social media. Cell phones.
Well, I don't think... social media and cell phones are two different things. I think that social media is the problem. Cell phones are just a tool.
Well... Oh, you know what? Speaking of the 90s, I said this the other night, and I'm going to stand by it. The Dancing with the Stars. I don't watch the Dancing with the Stars, but apparently a girl...
Jeff Foxworthy was on Dancing with the Stars at one point.
Oh, see, a lot of people. It's been on forever. But I don't watch it. Never have.
Yep, me either.
But this past week, I thought this was very interesting, that Boy Meets World was a show from the 90s, and apparently Danielle Fishel, who was the girl on the show, the young girl at the time, is a part of Dancing with the Stars now, 25 years later. And the man who played the teacher on Boy Meets World was a guy named William Daniels, who was also popular on a show called St. Elsewhere. And apparently they had Nostalgia Week this week on Dancing with the Stars. And as a surprise, he was not part of the dance, but they had him at a desk there as she danced to the theme song of Boy Meets World. So this brought people back. People loved it. It was all over. I saw these things all over the place.
I watched Boy Meets World.
Oh, maybe here's the article. Okay, we need to take a look at this thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right, let's see if we can get this article up here.
Oh.
Oh, man, now what's going on? You know, there was a day when life was easy.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. Okay. Okay, I might be able to read this. This will show you how good my eyes still are. Well, I don't know. That got smaller. How do you turn up the display on this thing?
You might be able to...
The city of Marion will have to wait a little longer for its audits to be completed, according to emails sent by Clark Schaefer and Hackett, the firm hired to complete Marion's remaining audits. In emails obtained through a records request made by the Marion Star, Clark Schaefer and Hackett, Brian Mosier, told multiple city officials the audits for 22, 23, and 24 would be delayed by 3 months. The expected completion dates were pushed back due to the auditor of state's delayed release of the 2021 audit. All of the audits must be completed successfully. Okay. So what caused the delays? The schedule changes were brought up during a Marion City Council finance meeting on September 15th, where Auditor Miranda McGinnis advised the delays of Clark Schaefer and Hackett, saying they were due to the state audit. We did have to make some adjustments because of how long 2021 audit was taking, McGinnis said during the meeting. Finance Committee Chair Twyla Lang said the delays for the 2022 audit were caused due to delays in McGinnis providing documentation. That's why 2021 wasn't done. Okay, I remember I was there for that. Okay, emails show multiple delays in providing documents. Okay. We are working through this information, and I have responded with a few follow-up questions to Miranda this afternoon, Story wrote. Okay. Lang suggested during a city council meeting that Clark Schaefer Hackett has multiple outstanding requests. Okay. I got him on 8 million priorities right now, McGinnis said. So it's kind of, I get to it when I can get to it. And that's not to say it's not important. It's very important. Oh, here's the mayor. Okay. Collins said Clark Schaefer Hackett's timetable will only get delayed time and time again if they can't get documentation from the auditor's office. I'm being realistic, so I would guess that they aren't going to magically all of a sudden start being delivered in a timely fashion, Collins said. While he's copied on email communication between the Auditor of State and Clark Schaefer Hackett, he has little to no communication with the auditor directly. He and Lang have both said there have been times when they've gone to McGinnis' office, but she hasn't been there. Collins said in the past he'd go to McGinnis' office to ask questions, but eventually gave up, saying his efforts would result in someone going to local media calling him the Mad Dad. But, well, the mayor listens. We certainly know that.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Golly. Okay. Lang expressed similar frustration, saying she's been criticized for how she runs the finance committee and the way she questions the auditor during the committee. They say we need to do one thing and then we do it. It's oversight or a power trip, Lang said. And all I'm trying to do is keep the business moving forward and make sure the citizens have the things they wanted. McGinnis said she wishes city officials would take a step back and understand it takes time. Well, that's an interesting article. The Mad Dad thing is still
he's still
stuck
thinking
in
about
his...
it, I guess.
Ay-yi-yi.
I forgot that was a thing. That's good.
Now see, not right there. What do you think, Matt?
Well, I mean, didn't the Mad Dad comment come off of, like, all the way back at the beginning when she, like, rescinded her resignation letter?
Oh, yeah, that's like 2 years ago.
I mean, like, oof.
Well, now we know why the man doesn't come on. But, you know, I mean, what can you do?
I know.
Listen. I can't control what other people say. And I do think, why don't they ever come to me for a quote? Come on over here, the local media that you don't name in those articles. Come on over and I'll tell you what really happened. You know, I don't understand. I'm going to have to send an email to this Marion Star woman.
You know, that'd be interesting. I want to know how that'd go.
Well, I don't know because he knows what he's saying. Does she not know? I didn't know we had this kind of impact. Apparently, we're shaping local government here. I don't get it.
Seems that way, doesn't
Maybe
it?
Maybe it's our fault the audits aren't happening. You think?
We're causing too much
damage. We have caused peril within City Hall. We have knocked it to its core.
Oh, my.
I mean, I don't understand any of this. We have tried to be fair. Again, the phone lines are always open to these people. Clearly, you're listening. Call in and tell us what's wrong. See, this is why I don't like print media, honestly. People just say what they want.
Well, I mean, now, I hate to have to defend the print media, but...
You're going to defend that thing?
Not specifically the Marion Star, but, like, I all the news I read is I do not watch, I don't, like, watch the news, I read, like, the AP, the
First
Guardian,
of all,
like,
I don't think she ran to local media to say that he was a Mad Dad. I don't recall that.
Well, that's not... Well, no, I mean, that's not exactly how the conversation went. I was there for that.
Yeah, I believe I invited her on.
Yeah.
And
there was
I
a lot
asked,
before that.
There's a whole two-hour interview.
Yeah.
Maybe Mrs. Star Woman there, Abby, should listen before she does these things.
Yeah, I mean, he was referred to as you know, Mad Dad, but that was because...
Was it Mad Dad? I thought it was Angry.
Well, yeah, like an angry father, I think is
yeah.
how she put it.
I remember Mad Dad. That's kind of like Dr. Seuss.
But, yeah, and that, I think that came off because you, I think there was a question about, like, how the mayor took it when she... Because I think that it came off of the rescinding of her resignation letter, and I think it was because you asked her how the mayor, like, I guess, reacted.
Right, and tell me, is the finance committee's job oversight? I still have never been fully made aware of this. My understanding is that an elected official has no boss. Now you can question.
I mean, I could be wrong because I really don't know for certain. But I always just kind of figured it was like a check and balance, like how the auditor is check and balanced by the treasurer. And then I figured that the treasury board, that they were just another check and balance in that their group.
Well, that's unfortunate toward Miranda.
So I don't think anybody's boss in that situation.
You know,
equal footing.
And by the way, Twyla, Mayor Collins, you're more than welcome to come here, and we can discuss these issues.
Twyla's been on, hasn't she?
Twyla's been on, yeah.
Yeah.
So now that you've heard it, what do you make?
Well, I mean, I don't think that the article has much to do. I mean, I don't know. It's not... It's certain. I don't know. It's not a good article, I don't think.
Why does nobody ever check the
kind
background?
Of funny.
I don't know.
Well, I don't. I mean, I don't know. It's just because I think that's just. I hate to call people lazy, but maybe it's just because I mean it takes extra work. I mean, like you gotta like. I mean, you would have had to go back, find this specific Miranda McGinnis interview that he was referencing, and then.
Well, here's the problem. Okay.
And then listen to the full 2 hours.
Why would the Marion Star records request the emails? Okay. Now, somebody had to tip them off who had access to those emails.
Well, I mean, I don't know who's all in there, but I mean, it said the mayor was. The auditor is. I'd assume the treasurer, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it would make sense, I would think. And I guess maybe Twyla being the head of the finance board. Or finance committee. Whatever you want to refer to it as.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to hear from them. And also, I think, I don't know.
Hearing from people is always nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I always prefer to hear from people.
Yeah, I think answers are better than no answers.
You know, it's been a busy news morning this morning.
Well, that's good. That's what you want, isn't it?
Well, we've had the Prospect Park. We've had Amy Acton. We've had this new article in the Marion Star. You know, I'll tell you, maybe that Miranda McGinnis. At the time, I knew it was a big get to get her on. But boy, I did not realize we'd be hearing reverberations from that interview 2 years later.
Oh, man.
Maybe that'll be my Barbara Walters moment.
That's right.
That's the interview that won't die.
Oh, that's funny.
Maybe that's what ticked people off. I don't know. I've never really known.
I don't know. I mean, of all the things... I mean, like, of all the things he could have remembered. He remembered and misremembered Mad Dad.
Well, I mean, again, much like the Terry Klein quote, I understand these are not positive things.
Yeah.
You probably don't like them. But, again, you have a chance to respond. That's what I don't get. Why don't you ever want to respond? You respond that way.
Well, I mean, I don't know for certain, but I guess I would assume that they're either one, scared of the whatever questions you'd have, or two, they feel as if, I guess, you're against them.
Well, that's baloney, because if Robert Landon, who 5 years...
Hey, Robert Landon came on, yeah.
Darn right. Robert, and I think I gave him as fair a shake in an interview as anybody could give him.
That was a good interview.
And this man would have sworn, he said, didn't he say in the interview they told me not to come?
I
think he said that.
Well, I think so, but I don't remember if he was referencing, like, you know, recently or in the past.
I think it was in the past.
But yeah.
But he did. And ooh, guess what? It turned out okay. I mean, I don't know what people think I'm going to do to him here.
I don't know. Pointed questions, I guess.
Well, there'll be those, but it's on you to answer those. I'm not going to give you my opinion. I'm not going to tell you what I think in an interview. That's the whole art of an interview.
So, like, I guess?
I don't believe that in an interview. I don't believe that I should say, I think you are stupid because you said this.
I mean, no, you shouldn't. I mean, no, you. I guess you. I don't know. I mean, I suppose you shouldn't go. I mean, you shouldn't go doing that. That's for sure. That's
no,
bad.
But I believe saying you made the comment, or the comment was made about you, that you're an angry dad. Why do you feel that? Why do you feel that was made about you? Now that's your chance to answer.
I don't know.
I can't believe these quotes. I mean, they're just...
They're funny quotes.
Well, I mean, the Terry Klein quote. I mean, that lives on. That's been months ago now, hasn't it? Couple months at least.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe I'll throw out the whole book, the one idea for a book, and just quote this show with certain quotes over the years.
Quotes and their repercussions.
You know, I have heard more than one time recently that people are afraid to come on this show because they're scared. What is to be scared of? Ask anybody who's ever been on this show. This is not a frightening experience.
I think people just don't want to be asked pointed questions.
Wasn't I kind to Amy Acton this morning? Wasn't I nice to Vivek Ramaswamy when he was on here? I asked him questions.
Yeah?
There you go.
I mean... They even both had about the same time, I think.
Yeah. I don't get it. You know, I have to believe that this is really... Okay, if... I don't know. It's strange. It's just an odd thing. And is this another character assassination? Now, that's a question.
Is the article?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they certainly don't make Miranda look good.
I mean, should I send some interviews over to the Marian Star and say, listen to this, and then understand where it's coming from?
Well, she wasn't Abby, being she, the reporter lady. She wasn't there at the time, was she? Like, at the Marian Star, it was still Andrew?
No, she wasn't there then. No, I don't think he was there at that point. I think that was during their down period.
Oh.
There was about a year where they had nobody.
You know, it's rough, I'd assume. I mean, I don't know for certain, but I'd assume it's rough to report news at a place that you don't know the... history of the background.
Well, people just tell you what they want to tell you.
See, I think that's a little scary. I don't think you should just be taking what people tell you and then being like, yeah, okay.
Well, here's the thing.
That's a little rough.
We'll be back tonight. It'll be us. Just you were gone last week at Slimer. So this week we'll have...
Yep.
Yeah, I heard that was good. And then tonight we'll talk about all this stuff, and who knows what else will happen between now and then. That seems to be the way it goes.
I think it'll be good.
And then your show at 10.
Yes, I am going to be talking about football and politics.
So we'll see what happens between now and then. Tune back in tonight starting at 8:15. Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
I'm going to get mad. And so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains...